Hey, welcome to the Eddie Height Podcast. I'm so glad you've joined me today here on this Thursday. I haven't been with you the last 3 days. This has just been a very busy time at the end of the year in our ministry. It is a time when we bring all of our office work and reports and everything up to date. But I just felt that I wanted to come on today and encourage you and share with you some things that I believe that God has dropped into my heart about the coming year, 2023. And as you notice the title, my theme today is God Wants You Free in 23. Is there something that you need to be free from in 23? Well, set your heart, set your faith now that you're going to be free in 23. Let me just read some passages to you, and then I have some comments to make. John 8:32, Jesus said, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then just a few verses down, John 8:36, Jesus said, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Yes, God wants you free in 23. Let me read a powerful passage from Luke chapter 4, verse 18. And this is Jesus speaking. He's actually reading from what we would call the book of Isaiah. I believe it's chapter 60. Let me just turn over and make sure of that, because Isaiah chapter 60 and 61 are both so powerful, and I quote from them many times. And so let me just confirm to you where Jesus turned to. Yeah, it's Isaiah 61. This was at the very beginning of his ministry. And he went into the synagogue there in Nazareth, where I'm sure he had attended for many years. He grew up in Nazareth. And the Bible says, Luke says, this is in Luke chapter 4, says, according to his custom. In other words, this was something that he did on a regular basis. He apparently had some kind of prominence or leadership role there in the synagogue, because the attendant handed him the book, or was actually a scroll. This was before they had books that are bound like they are today. So it was a scroll he was handed, and he opened it to what we would call the book of Isaiah, the scroll of Isaiah, and he found the place. What we have is Isaiah 61. Now, they did not have chapters and verses then, but he found the place and he began to read. And he's reading this because this passage is a messianic passage fulfilled in Jesus Christ, fulfilled in him. Now listen to what it says. This is his mission statement. He reads these words, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners." There's that word freedom. "He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." I'm reading from the NIV. The NIV, the King James and the New King James have liberty for freedom. Of course, I would say that they are synonymous, liberty and freedom. And we're at the end of this passage, it says the NIV to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. He says to proclaim, the King James says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And then Luke commenting says, "Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him." There was this sense that there was something. They didn't know what it was, but there was this sense in the air. There was God's presence. There was something there. Their eyes were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Now, I want to elaborate on this just for a moment. Remember, our theme is God wants you free in 23. And God wanted the people of Israel free in that year. That was the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. Let me explain. This passage that Jesus read from Isaiah 61 is a messianic prophecy. It is a messianic passage speaking of the coming Messiah. And it harkens back to Luke chapter, I think it's verse 25, chapter 25, Leviticus 25, an Old Testament passage, where it talks about the year of Jubilee. There was a law in Israel instituted by God through Moses that every 50th year, the whole economic system was to be leveled. All debts were to be canceled. If you had mortgaged your home, your ancestral home, and somebody else was living in it, everybody's ancestral home went back to the rightful owner. And so it was an incredible time, the year of Jubilee. And we read there in Leviticus chapter 25 that at the beginning of that year, there were heralds, people who were sent out to announce, to herald, and to announce that this was the year of Jubilee. And they were to go forth in Leviticus 25:10 to proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants thereof. And of course, the NIV probably says freedom, to proclaim freedom throughout the land to all its inhabitants thereof. Hey, your debts are canceled. They did not have bankruptcy laws in those days. And if you got yourself in debt and couldn't pay your debt, your debtor had the right to enslave you, to force you to work off your debt. But in that 50th year of Jubilee, debts were canceled. Slaves were freed. People's ancestral homes and properties were restored. It was an incredible time. It was believed that Isaiah 61 was a messianic prophecy hearkening back to the year of Jubilee, referring to the year of Jubilee, and saying that it would be ultimately fulfilled in the Messiah, that when the Messiah would come, he would be the one who would bring ultimate freedom to Israel, and we know to all mankind. Let me read that passage again. This is at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, and he's saying, hey, I am the Messiah. I am the one who will bring you freedom and liberty. I am here. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. Yeah, the poor, your debts are canceled. You can go back to your ancestral home. You're enslaved, you're free now. Your debt's been canceled. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners. King James says liberty for the captives. And recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the acceptable year of the Lord. You see, the year of the Lord's favor, the acceptable year of the Lord, was a reference hearkening back to the year of Jubilee. So Jesus is saying, I am the Messiah you have been looking for. And I am here to bring the freedom that Leviticus 25, that only hearkened, that was only a down payment. That was only an incipient freedom that would be ultimately fulfilled in me, your Messiah. I have come to proclaim your freedom. Now, we're still living in that acceptable year of the Lord that Jesus proclaimed and that he announced. The writer of Hebrews said, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace." That throne will one day, maybe sooner than we think, will become the great white throne of judgment. John said, "From whence the heavens and the earth fled away." It was such an awesome sight. But today it is the day of the Lord's favor. It is a throne of grace. And so let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So I've got to close this out. So let me just say, is there something you want to be free from in 2023? I've set a goal to be completely debt-free in 23. For others, it might be pain-free or worry-free or stress-free. Whatever it is, Jesus came to set the captives free. So set your sights now on a new level of freedom for the coming year. It is rightfully yours in our Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast, proclaiming freedom for you. Freedom. Free in 23. And I'll look forward to seeing you next time.